we are living organisms. We're constantly changing, so we want to constantly be tuning. Just like a guitar, you can't just keep picking it up and playing it. You have to constantly tune it to keep it in tune. And it's the same thing with ourselves. We want to keep our field in tune.
This is the Alchemized Life podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, transformational mentor, speaker, teacher, and most importantly, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. Okay, guys, if you've been listening to the Alchemized Life podcast, then you know I've been dealing with chronic inflammation for quite some time. It's shown up as lower back pain or back of the shoulder pain, and really it came from my yoga practice and pushing it too hard. I am so grateful because I was introduced to Athletics CBD oil back in December of 2018, and since then my yoga practice has drastically shifted because I'm able to get back on my mat without the inflammation. Athletic CBD is full spectrum CBD oil, but it also has magnesium, glutamine, and vitamin B and zinc that all work together simultaneously to help your muscles recover faster. It's such a powerful product, and for anyone that practices yoga that has ever dealt with inflammation, I seriously suggest it. Athletic CBD has been gracious enough to give us 15% off of your order. So if you're interested in trying Athletic CBD, head to athleticcbd.com and use the code ALCHEMIZED15 for 15% off. Again, that's ALCHEMIZED15 for 15% off of your order. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. I am so excited to have you here today and just sending you so much love and gratitude for tuning in and for listening to this podcast. You guys know that this podcast fills me with so much joy and is my life, and it just makes me so happy to know that people are listening and loving the conversations and that, you know, we're creating community here, community around wellness. It's just such a powerful space that we've been given. And again, I'm just so endlessly grateful for having you guys here and for being able to have these conversations. And today's going to be a fun conversation. I kind of alluded to it a little while ago. I think it was like the final episode of 2018, but I have Tracy Dews with me here today talking all about the resonance and energy of our thoughts and how our thoughts ultimately really manifest health or disease in the body. And so it's a really interesting conversation. Tracy is so amazing, such a sweetheart, and has such a powerful background. Her story is just really, really special. I mean, at 15 years old, she was in Guatemala assisting doctors in, it's just really, really cool to be able to have her come on the podcast and talk about the things that she's been doing ultimately her whole life. Before we head into the conversation, I just wanted to update you guys really quickly because we're about 6 weeks into the year now, and as you know, I launched my 2019 mentorship program at the beginning of January, and it has been the most incredible 6 weeks. I just am in awe of the women that have aligned within this program. It is one-on-one, but each of them offers such powerful, 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 and unique offerings to the world, and it's been so much fun to really be able to support them and guide them through this time of transformation and developing their own business. So for those of you that maybe missed the cutoff in January, I'm so excited to share that I am offering two more spaces within my mentorship program. And if you're wondering if this is for you, it's really for fresh faces in the wellness industry that are ready to make an impact and motivated to bring their brand and their offerings into the world and really grow their presence so they can reach even more people and make even bigger of a difference. It's a 3-month program, and throughout the 3 months, we really move from the foundational steps of understanding exactly who you are and what you're here on this planet to do, and getting super clear on what your offerings are and who you're speaking to. Then we move into the kind of intimidating stuff like website development, logo development, branding, growing your online presence, really understanding how to use Instagram, social media, email lists, and everything to build a community around you. And then in the final month, it's all about acceleration. How do we scale this thing? How do we get in front of even more people? How do we get our message and our mission out to really share it with the world and change the world and impact so many different people in so many different places? So it's all about connecting and really putting you in front of the right people that are going to want your offerings and share your offerings with a bigger and larger scale. I'm so excited as I've really ironed out exactly what this mentorship looks like, and I'm so excited to be able to share this with two more women that are really motivated and driven and know the importance of collapsing time so they can really get out there and start making all of their dreams a reality simply by being in service and by leading with their heart and leading with their passions. So if this is totally speaking to you, I would absolutely love to chat with you more. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes so you can check out the entire page for the mentorship program. And at the bottom of the page, you can apply and book a discovery session with me to chat and see if it's right for you and if it would be a good fit. Again, I have two spots available. In January, they filled up so quickly within about like 10 days. So make sure that if this is something that is interesting to you, head to the show notes and go apply now. So moving on to today's episode, I again am so excited to share Tracy Dews with you. I met Tracy through Paul Fishman, who has been on the Alchemized Life podcast, and she is just such a light in San Diego. And after I had spoken with her and gone in for a bioenergetic test, I absolutely knew that I had to have her on the podcast because, again, she has such an interesting story. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this, she was in Guatemala at like 15 years old. Already went through pre-med at that age and has just been on this path of really working with melding science and spirituality to ultimately heal ourselves and prevent illness and disease. So in this episode, we talk a lot about bioenergetics. If you have no idea what that is, don't worry, because she explains it, and it's something that I had no idea about until I had went in and seen her. She talks a lot about vibrational medicine or resonance medicine and really how sound therapy and the energy of our thoughts affect our immune system and our lymphatic system and essentially the vibration of our thoughts. So it's a really, really powerful episode that gives you a different take on science and on preventing our disease in our body. So I am really excited for you guys to listen to it. If you guys love this episode, it would mean the world to me. You already know it would mean the world to me if you guys take a quick second to pause, subscribe, rate, and review, because it helps to get this podcast out to even more people so we can truly make wellness accessible. That's the whole goal of all of this. And while you're at it, if I'm not asking too much, taking a screenshot, posting it up to your Instagram stories, tagging me at Ava Johanna, tagging the podcast at The Alchemized Life. Yes, we have an Instagram. And tagging Tracy at The Sanctuary SD. Before we jump into the episode, I just want to share the user review of the week. This review comes from Mac DZ Sawyer. Ava brings a unique perspective to the sometimes overly saturated health and wellness podcast world. Her calm demeanor, well-informed guests, and conversation-based interview style are so refreshing. I feel like I'm just hanging out with a high-vibe best girlfriend, shooting the breeze, and talking in new insights I didn't even know I needed. Definitely will be tuning in from here on out. Thank you so much. I am so grateful for each and every one of you that have left reviews, and for all of you future people that I'm manifesting that are leaving reviews, because again, it just helps a lot. And we just want this podcast to grow so we can continue to grow the wellness community and just ultimately help change the world. Okay, so we are ready now to jump into today's episode with Tracy Dews. For anything that was mentioned in the podcast, make sure to go to the show notes so you can grab links to everything. And I hope you guys just truly enjoy this high vibe conversation. Hi, Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. I'm sitting here with Tracy Dews. We are drinking this amazing cacao elixir that she made in front of her fireplace. I swear, this is quite a romantic setting, and I'm really excited to jump into today's episode with you. So thank you so much for coming on to the Alchemized Life podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so blessed.
Yeah. And you know, I had been introduced to you through Paul Fishman, who has also been on the podcast. And I think the first time that I met you, it was during one of the self-love circles, and you had made like a really delicious cacao drink again, and it was just such a wealth of knowledge. And then you had invited me to do the bioenergetic testing at Sanctuary Wellness. And so I'm really, really excited to jump into all of that later on in the conversation. But I think something that's really, really powerful about you is just your whole trajectory of your career. So for those that don't know you, can you introduce yourself, your work that you're doing today, and how this all came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So I own a wellness center in San Diego, and we specialize in doing three-day retreats where people come and get mind, body, and spirit rejuvenation. We live in a society now where we're just so caught up in distractions. And so one of the things that we do at the Wellness Center is actually take away people's cell phones when they come in so they can get in touch with what really matters inside. Because we're learning a lot in biology that the cell actually has the ability to change structure based on our perceptions. So the thoughts we think, our perception of the world around us. So when you come to the retreat, we're really focusing on helping change your perception of self, your environment, and then working on, you know, what we eat and bioenergetic testing. But that's my main focus is the three-day retreats that I'm having a lot of fun with right now.
That's awesome. I saw that you're doing one coming up soon and really, really excited. I saw the video for it and it looked so beautiful. So why did you choose to get into this industry?
Oh, that's a great question. I had my own adversity and struggles with my own health growing up. And I think as far as I can remember back, being a really young child, feeling nauseous all the time, just really sick, not feeling well. So I was really interested in health from the time that I was really little. And I started pre-med and I realized that through that, medicine had some limitations.
And how old were you? Because I know how old you were when you started pre-med, but the listeners don't.
15. Yeah. I was 15 when I started pre-med, and I had an amazing actual opportunity to work shadow under a doctor in an indigenous village in Guatemala. And I actually got to assist him in surgery and giving vaccinations and delivering babies, and I got to really get an amazing immersion and taste of the medical field. And I loved how much love he had for the people and how he wanted to help them. But I came home a little discouraged by the limitations. Like, okay, we can help people when they're sick, but what about keeping them from getting sick? What about the preventative care that comes with it? And then also, when I came back from that trip, I ended up having these severe complicated migraines where I would just pass out randomly and started getting really, really sick. I didn't know what was wrong. I went to the doctor, had blood tests, went to a neurologist, had a lot of testing, and everything came back normal. You're normal, but I didn't feel normal. I felt really sick. And I was having trouble studying. I was in college. I was having trouble going to classes, and I didn't know what was wrong, so I just really started diving deeper into alternative things. And when I actually ended up getting pregnant and having my daughter, she ended up being poisoned by the immunizations and getting high levels of mercury in her blood. And she got an autoimmune disease called alopecia. And so it was at that point I realized, you know what? It was just like this catalyst that started this fire inside of me. Like, I want to know the answers now. How can I help myself and help my daughter? And I realized that biochemistry, testing blood and urine, has limitations as well. And the MRIs and these scans that we do, they had some limitations where we couldn't really see what was going on specifically and how to fix her. And so then I started searching and I found some doctors that did bioenergetic testing. And then we were able to uncover a lot of layers of things that we could help her heal and uncover the root of what was going on. Because I think if you don't know what the root is, you can't fix it.
Right. Yeah.
You can just put a Band-Aid over it, but you can't really fix it. So once we started to understand the root of what was going on, then we were able to start the healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I have kind of a similar story. I had migraines from like 16 years old to 20, I would say like 23 years old, and I still will get them from time to time when I get really stressed out. But I did the same exact thing. I went to all these doctors, I did all these tests, I did everything that they told me I should be doing, and it wasn't helping. And they were basically saying, well, there's nothing wrong with you, it must be hormonal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not hormonal.
Or it's in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst. Yeah. Like, oh, you're just thinking this. It's like, no.
Yeah, so it's crazy. And I mean, I just think it's so cool that you were in pre-med at 15. Like, meanwhile, I was trying to get a boy to date me, and you're like off saving the world.
Oh, I was doing that too.
So you, I mean, there's so much in your story to unpack, but I'm curious, kind of like going back to the beginning, how did you get the opportunity to go to Guatemala? It was Guatemala?
Yeah.
Okay. And work with these indigenous tribes. And what was that experience like at 15 years old?
You know, that's a great question. So my parents are missionaries. My dad is a pastor. And through that, I was able to link up with a missionary pastor, doctor, that was working in this village. And I just had this passion to travel. And since I was in pre-med, I wanted to learn more about the medical field and how to help people. And this opportunity just kind of fell in my lap to be able to go. And so when I went, it changed my life. It was transformational because we were staying in Antigua, and we had to drive in this bus up this volcano about an hour every day to get up to this indigenous village. And when you would get up there, it was like going back in time. People didn't wear normal clothes like we do. They loomed all of their clothes. Everything they wore was hand loomed. So the women are sitting at looms, making clothing. They didn't have water there. They had to walk 5 miles every day to get water for their family. Wow. And everyone was rationed to one spigot of water a day for their family. And the water was contaminated and people were dying from this contaminated water. So they had to boil the water. Every day there was a funeral in the village because the people were dying from the contaminated water. People were they didn't understand just regular healthcare, like washing your hands, or you know, if you scraped your knee to clean it off. There was a little girl that had come in and she had gangrene on her leg. Her dad had to walk her on a donkey for 8 hours to get to the village to see this doctor.
Wow.
We could only take 19 people a day.
Yeah.
We could only take 19 people a day, so people would come from all around, from hours away, just to see this doctor because he was the only doctor around. And so this little girl, her dad had brought her on a donkey for 8 hours, and her leg was, she had literally just fallen and scraped her knee. And now because they didn't clean it, it was gangrene and going to have to be amputated.
Wow.
And she was 5 years old. And so to just see things like that was eye-opening. How here, you know, we put a little hydrogen peroxide on it and clean it. Oh, and over there, they didn't know to do that. And so it was very sad, but it also just opened my eyes up to how fortunate we are here. And I came home just realizing that we are fortunate. We have access to so much with all of our herbs and nutrition and how we can help people prevent from getting sick instead of just looking at them and going, okay, now you're sick, let's give you some medication or cut this cancer out. How can we prevent people from getting sick? And so that's my passion now.
And I think that it's really cool because it is that preventative care. And one of the terms that you mentioned with your daughter and with your own
health journey is bioenergetics. So what is bioenergetics?
Okay, so bioresonance medicine or bioresonance testing is basically everything in nature starts with frequency, mm-hmm. right? Frequency is what creates light. And then the light creates the matter. So if our frequency is off, or there's dissonance in the field or static in the field, it's going to affect our genetic codes. And we're learning through epigenetics, which epi means above genetics, that we are not born with these certain genes that we have to live with forever. We actually, through our perception of ourself and the thoughts we think, those have a frequency mm-hmm. that are affecting our morphogenetic field, which is the blueprint of our genetic code. So if there's dissonance in the field or the frequency is off, it's going to affect our health. And it's so interesting because Bruce Lipton, he's a doctor that really studied the cell and the cell membrane and how the cell membrane is affected by the perception, by the environment. And our environment is basically, it can be a lot of things. There can be chemicals in our environment. There can be different things. But our environment is also our perception, our thoughts, creating the frequency around us. And so I test that through bioresonance. Electromagnetic oscillations that can test unhealthy cells, organs and glands. Through the bioresonance, we're able to test and see if something's off or there's dissonance in the field. And so with that, it gives us information pre-pathology before it actually happens in the blood or somewhere in the biochemistry. It's happening in the bioenergetic field.
And is the bioenergetic field outside of yourself, or is it inside of you, or is it both?
Well, we're energetic beings, so we have energy flow through us, mm-hmm. and there is also outside of us, both.
And you mentioned, like, the environment or chemicals can cause the frequency to shift. Are there other ways to cause dissonance in the field that someone that might be listening might have in their life right now if they're not feeling well and don't really know what's going on, similar to, like, how we had the migraines?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really believe through the work that I've done and the research I've done, I'm starting to realize that the thoughts are one of the most powerful things to cause dissonance in our field. My personal life story, I felt I learned a lot through just my own experience. I'm a very disciplined person. I would eat healthy. I became a living food chef. I was just eating raw kale salads, juicing every day, trying to get myself healthier because I was having those migraines, feeling sick. My daughter was sick. I couldn't get out of bed. I had adrenal fatigue. I just felt awful. And I was very frustrated because I was taking all the herbs, eating healthy, exercising. I mean, if you looked at my lifestyle, it's like, okay, you couldn't really get it more perfect. Obviously, nothing's perfect, right. But it looked pretty good. And I felt awful still. It wasn't until I started realizing the magnitude of our thoughts and how they can affect our health that I started to change my practice. Every morning, instead of waking up in a panic and worrying about the list of to-dos for the day or my anxieties, I started listing the things I was grateful for. And I would just spend 5 to 10 minutes listing what I was grateful for, whether it was that I had legs and I could get out of bed and make myself breakfast, or that I was in my warm covers and not outside sleeping on the streets. You know, just the simple things in life, thanking and the gratitude for that started to shift the frequency around me and my thoughts and my perception, which started to reshape my DNA. And it didn't happen right away that I started to get better, but little by little, I started to regain my health. So all those things that I was doing, eating healthy, taking the vitamins, they started to work for me. Because once the static in my field was cleared, all of that stuff could get in and actually work inside the cell now. Because the cell membrane, prior to my thoughts changing, was being affected by this dissonance in my perception and my thoughts.
Mm. And it was almost like it had like a shield up, like it wasn't going to accept anything.
Exactly.
So do you have examples of like the thoughts that you were thinking pre-healing, just so people can get an understanding? Because I think that, you know, there's a lot of people, I mean, I work in mindset and mindfulness, and there's a lot of people that are like, my mindset is fine. But then they'll have these thoughts that are like, those aren't really empowering you. They're actually disempowering you. So I think that there is a fine line between thoughts that can empower us versus thoughts that can disempower us and take our power outside of our bodies. So do you have examples? Like, can you remember any of the thoughts that you would think, like, waking up in the morning before you started to shift your perception?
Yeah, I love that question because if you would have asked me then if I was a positive person, I would say, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm such a positive person. And people would say, yeah, you're a positive person. So I didn't even realize I was having these thoughts or these anxieties. What I had to do was start becoming more conscious. Mm-hmm. So what I realized is it wasn't even so much like, well, thoughts create emotions, right? So I started to get more in touch with the somatic experience inside of me. So when I'd wake up, I was starting to notice like what was happening in my gut. It was starting to tighten up. My stomach would tighten. I would get this feeling inside that just felt uneasy. Mm-hmm. And so then I had to trace that back and go, okay, what's going on? I'm having this feeling. What am I thinking right now? And the thoughts, I think a lot were just that I wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to do A through Z so that I can be enough, so that I can be loved, so that I can be accepted, and
so that my head won't hurt, even as simple as that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think it really came down to just not feeling enough. And I didn't really understand that, or I don't think I was conscious of it, but it was in my subconscious and it was affecting me. It was the subconscious programming that was running through my mind. And a lot of times we have this subconscious programming. That's what I did my PhD work on, was our subconscious programming and how it affects our immune system. And so a lot of times we have these written programs in our head from the time that we're in utero to about 6 years old. We're in beta, where our brain is just absorbing everything like a sponge. And we really become, that's where our identity of ourselves is really formed. And so through misperceptions or things that we don't understand, we can look at ourselves through this lens that is maybe a little foggy. It's not seeing the truth, which is love. If we just go back to the basics, it's we are love, we are worthy of love, and we are able to give love. And so we can get a little fogged up in our perception and maybe subconsciously think that we're not worthy of love or receiving it. And like I said, I didn't consciously know that. I thought, oh my gosh, I love so deeply, I receive love, all these things. But when I started to really be disciplined with my thoughts, I just, instead of focusing on what was negative, I had to just focus on what was positive. All right, here's, you know, like I said, the basics.
Yeah.
I have a bed to sleep in, have food to eat. And then you'll notice as you do this, get in touch with what's happening in your body. Those feelings that I was feeling in my gut, the tension started to loosen up. The uneasy feelings started to turn into warm, fuzzy feelings. So Candace Pert, she's a doctor that her team won the Nobel Prize, that she uncovered the molecules of emotion. She actually quantified that there are molecules that create our emotions. And so, you know, we can look at someone and go, oh, I love that person because the way they make me feel. Well, no, that person doesn't make you feel anything. You create those emotions inside of yourself through your perception of what's going on. You're perceiving that this person thinks you're so amazing. You're perceiving that this person is thinking you're whatever. And so that's creating, you're creating your own neurotransmitters, all these things that are firing up your brain and getting you excited. And then it's creating those molecules of these emotions through you, and you have these warm, fuzzy feelings. But you're the one that created it.
Yeah, yeah.
So once you realize that, it's actually quite exciting because you're like, then you don't have any attachments anymore. Okay, I don't need to have this person in my life telling me these things because I already know it inside.
Okay, guys, so this year has been a crucial year for me to really spend time getting to know the needs of my body. I think we can often take a one-size-fits-all approach and go to fitness classes, eat healthy, or drink water. And what I've found is that even when I do all of these things, I still see my body communicating that it needs more. Since the year has started, I've found that the best way for me to supplement all of these activities and habits that have been a part of my routine is through vitamins that are specific to my health goals. Brighter skin, more energy, and a good night's sleep. Is that really too much to ask? I've been feeling so much more in alignment with my body since taking daily personalized vitamins. I was recently introduced to the monthly subscription vitamin service Care Of, so I have to share it with all of you guys. If you haven't heard of Care Of, it is my new jam. They deliver completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Taking vitamins has always been super confusing to me, again, kind of going back to that one-size-fits-all approach, so using Care Of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest because you take a super quick and easy quiz online that asks you absolutely everything to get to know your body, your routine, and your health goals. I had no idea that 90% of people fall short of FDA-recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient, so even though we could be doing all of the yoga or drinking all of the green juice, we could still be lacking in other areas. The packets that Care Of uses are so cute and personalized to make it easy to remember and actually take your daily vitamins. They even have vegan and vegetarian supplements to match different dietary needs. I no longer have the vitamin guilt of buying a big bottle and letting it collect dust in a cabinet tucked away, and since they come in daily packets, I'm actually taking them on my upcoming travels to Bali and our honeymoon without having to lug around the big bottles. I'm so excited because Care Of is extending this month's special New Year offer to all of you. So for 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter alchemized50. So that is takecareof.com, and the code for 50% off of your first month is alchemized50.
So was that your first step, or were there other practices that you started to integrate to move past those subconscious beliefs and really free yourself from those feelings of am I enough, or the other beliefs that were established when you were a child?
I think another thing that I did that really made a big difference was changing my environment, not just my perceptions of my environment, but the chemicals that were in my environment. Mm-hmm. Like I used to use those Clorox bleach wipes on my countertops to kill all the bacteria, or, you know, going to the nail shop and getting my nails done, mm-hmm. or going to get my hair dyed. All of those are chemicals. Mm-hmm. And so just eliminating all the chemicals from my life. You know, changing over to just all natural cleaning products, not getting my hair dyed, not going to get my nails painted, changing over to all natural makeup and skincare that doesn't just say natural, but you actually know the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And not only the ingredients, but where are all these ingredients sourced? So really having a relationship with the companies that are creating these skincare products. So everything I started to put on my body, around my environment, in my body, what I was eating, I became very strict with it. And I needed to do that to shift. So I think, you know, the thoughts and the environment, all of that works together. You really can't do one without the other, I don't think. But through my research, I have learned that, for example, I've met an elderly woman. She was 103 years old, smoked her whole life. And she was healthy and vibrant. I'm like, how is this possible? Her perception of life was so positive. Mm-hmm. She's just funny and excitable, and she loved people and loved life. So what I have learned is that the environment is huge. What we eat, what we drink, what we think, what we say. All of those things matter, but our perception is the most important.
I think that is so powerful. And, you know, while you were kind of sharing that, talking about the belief of, like, am I enough? And having to look at, like, having all of these different things in your life to make you feel like you're enough, when obviously that's not what's going to make you feel like you're enough. And it just kind of made me think of my own journey with my skin and how I've constantly thought that you know, doing this microneedling or getting a peel and then a facial twice a month is like, that's what's going to make me heal. But I think like I've just had this revelation right now. It's like, that's not what's going to make me heal. It's about knowing that I'm enough.
Yes.
You know, and being okay with that and not having to look outside of myself to heal.
Mm-hmm.
That's really powerful.
And actually your skin will probably start healing.
Yeah.
From just that thought, because your perception of yourself is going to change the frequency in your body. That's going to change the morphogenetic field. And then that's actually going to change your DNA.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I saw that with my migraines because when, I mean, a little bit different, but I had gotten them and it was basically all stress related and having too much on my plate and not having a good enough routine. And again, not thinking that I'm enough because I was constantly looking for something else. But then I decided that, hey, you know, when I quit my job, I'm not going to have stress anymore. I'm going to travel and I'm not going to have my migraines anymore. And I decided.
Wow.
And I didn't have them anymore.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I think it's a matter of, and I mean, granted, I do think that there are things where people do need their medications and treatments with autoimmune and that kind of stuff. But I think that there is a lot of power in deciding and, you know, having that thought to match like where you want to be in your life and your health and whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So during all of this work, had you opened the sanctuary yet?
Yeah, so I opened the sanctuary in 2008, and that was when I was kind of in the middle of going to herb school and and going to school to become a living food chef. So I was really focused a lot on the external, you know, my outside of myself, the food, the teas, the herbs, which are all great and played a big role in my healing. But it wasn't until I went inside myself and realized my perceptions and my subconscious programming that I was able to heal. So my thesis work, what I did was I took 50 participants and I had them go into a theta state using binaural beats. And then they did scripting. They scripted this statement that basically was like, I am enough. I love myself. It was a statement to change their perception of themselves and their environment. They did it for 16 weeks. And I was able to test through the bioresonance testing to see all their organs and glands and how they were before they started and then at the end of the 16 weeks. And at the end of the 16 weeks, the changes in their immune system were dramatic. And so that really taught me that, okay, we have a way to quantify this as well. Like the thoughts we think really do affect our health. And it all starts from the inside. Everything's inside our mind.
That's so cool. So bioenergetic or bioresonance. There was also that big machine.
Oh,
the
yes.
The biocharger,
okay, yeah.
What is that? Explain to our listeners so they have an idea of what exactly it works for and what it, I mean, even what it looks like.
Yeah, it's so cool. Okay, that's one of my toys, my like weird mad science toys. So it looks like a spaceship that's about to like launch or something.
It really does.
12 noble gases, well, 6 noble gases that are mirrored with each other. So there's 12 vials of noble gas that they light up through a Tesla coil. It's powered through a Tesla coil, and they light up. The bottom part is PEMF, which is pulse electromagnetic frequency. Pulse electromagnetic frequency is like the Schumann waves that we get from the earth. So when you're grounding, you take your shoes off and you walk on the beach or you walk in nature, grounded, you're getting those Schumann waves from the earth. It's an electrical charge that's charging your cells. We are missing out on that because we walk in shoes, we don't walk barefoot, we don't ground, and so we're missing out on that. So this machine, you can go in for 15 minutes and just sit next to it, and it gives you that pulse electromagnetic frequency. Because in our lifestyle, a lot of people don't live near the beach. You know, they're in office buildings wearing shoes and a high rise that they're definitely not grounded. And we as humans are meant to ground and get that electrical frequency from the world and from the earth. Because like I said, we are energetic beings. We have a bioenergetic frequency running through our body and it needs to be charged. Another way that charges is the light, the sun. So we have to get that the light into the back of our retina. And so this machine, when the noble gases light up, it's giving you that photonic energy into your eye.
And what are the benefits of it if someone were to, if, maybe let me rephrase that. Who is this good for? And then what are the benefits of doing it, sitting next to it for 15 minutes?
So everyone can benefit from it because we all need to charge. I mean, does anyone have a cell phone that doesn't need to be plugged in? Like, all of us need to be plugged in. You know, those cell phones have cells inside of them. That's why it's called a cell phone. We have cells inside of us, and they need to be charged. So everyone can benefit from it. The thing I like about the biocharger is that it also has sound therapy. So what it's doing, like I was talking about how we can get dissonance and static in our field, the sound therapy is like it's tuning, like tuning an instrument. It's tuning your field and helping clear the dissonance. And it uses different frequencies. So I could choose a frequency like for my liver and be working on my liver based on that frequency, tuning the cells in my liver. Or I could, there's a 5-hour energy one where I can just, I mean, I turn it on and I have so much energy. I can go to the gym, I can go for a run, and I feel like super bionic woman. And then there's different ones for like endocrine system. I was having a time where my endocrine system felt a little off. My hormones were a little off. So I did the endocrine program for 3 days and I was back on track. So just kind of tuned that frequency. So we're like instruments. You know, like I said, everything starts out as frequency, these waves of frequency. And if our frequency is off, then our whole being is going to be off in dissonance. And so we just want to tune it. We want to get it healthy again.
What are the next, or the, I guess, the first steps of getting back to 100% then? So if someone comes in, gets the bioenergetic testing done, for my example, my lymphatic system was... was it blocked up, or is that what it was, or it just needed more?
Stagnant.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So can you kind of just walk through, like, what the testing looks like if someone were to sit down and then what the data shows?
Yeah, absolutely. So through bioresonance testing, it's actually also – it's thermal testing where we test through the skin, and we're basically testing the electromagnetic oscillations. And so I'm going to put that on 52 – acupuncture points on your body. I use your fingers and your toes to test those acupuncture meridians and see what's happening in those organs and glands. And from that, I can see areas that need support. And once I determine which areas need support, then let's say, for example, there was something going on with your liver. From that, I could say, okay, your liver needs a little support. There's many different herbs and homeopathics that can help the liver. So I'm going to test each one on the test plate to see how it affects you. And when I put the right one on, it's going to bring your body back into balance. So the balancing point is at a 50. So it goes from 0 to 100. 100 would mean some inflammation, and then low means there's low oscillations happening in there. So when we put the right remedy on, you'll balance right at a 50. And so that's what we want to see. So I love it because we can quantitatively see, okay, you know, this person was like at a 98 in their liver, and now I put this right remedy on and now they're balancing at a 50.
Yeah. I think it was so cool because there is like that instant feedback of, okay, is this treatment or herb going to work for me or is it not? And immediately after we were like, okay, well, it's the lymphatic system. And then you pulled out one of the, is it an essence or is it?
So that was a homeopathic. Yeah. Okay. Homeopathic.
So I just thought it was so cool because there was, for those of you that are listening, there's like this little testing plate there and Tracy put the homeopathic remedy on the plate and immediately it gave us feedback that this would be good for me to bring my lymphatic system back into that balance again. So I thought it was so cool that you really do get that instant feedback and you don't have to try all these different things to see what's going to work, because I think that it kind of goes back to like just feeling disempowered because you feel hopeless. So you're trying all these different things. Things don't work. Whereas you could just do one thing.
Yes.
And know that it's going to work for you.
Absolutely. And it is like peeling an onion. You know, we didn't get to where we're at overnight. So we're not going to get healed usually overnight. So, you know, you come back, you get tested again and keep seeing where we can keep improving. Because we are living organisms. We're constantly changing. So we want to constantly be tuning. Just like a guitar. You can't just keep picking it up and playing it. You have to constantly tune it to mm-hmm. keep it in tune. And it's the same thing with ourselves. We want to keep our field in tune.
Yeah. So coming back to like the remedies, like the homeopathic lymphatic system, it was like a liquid almost. What are those and how do they affect the organs when you do find that something's out of balance?
Yeah, that I love that question because homeopathics are really special because it's basically water that has vibrations set into it. So water receives the imprint of everything that is touched, that is come in contact with. And so when we take a homeopathic remedy, we're going to, for example, the lymph remedy. This goes back to resonance medicine, something that resonates with itself. So if you had a parasite, for example, and you wanted to use a parasitic remedy, homeopathic remedy, chances are they're going to use the vibrational resonance of a parasite imprinted inside of that water. Mm-hmm. So that when you take it, it's resonating with that parasite inside of you. It's tuning the field to help your body eliminate the parasite. Mm-hmm. So homeopathics is actually, you're getting nothing. There isn't anything physical. It's all energetic. Mm-hmm. It's all the frequency, like we were talking about. It just goes back to the frequency. So it's actually tuning the body.
Mm. How do you know when it's working then?
Well, I think it depends on what symptoms you have or what's going on. But I think just for my clients, they start to feel better. When we start to go through what's resonating with their body, they come back each time better and better. Now, there are usually sometimes in life there's a healing crisis where you can start to feel better, feel a little worse, but you're always feeling better than you were when you started. Mm. You may feel like have a bad day, but you keep getting better and better.
It's interesting because I, for the first time last night, I heard like the term healing crisis. I had never heard it before. So can you explain a little bit to listeners like what the healing crisis is, just in case they are going through it in their own lives?
Yeah. So healing crisis is quite interesting. So let's just talk about it's the new year. We're talking about a lot of detoxes. People are going to go through detoxes, right? Oh, I want to detox my body. I want to detox my liver. Well, for example, you want to detox your liver. Your liver is going to start dumping all of these toxins out into your bloodstream. It's going to flow through your bloodstream. Then it's going to dump it into the lymphatic system. If your lymphatic system's backed up, that's like the trash can of your body. If the trash can's overflowing, it's going to back up into the bloodstream, flow through the bloodstream, go back into the liver. And when it's in the bloodstream, you're going to feel nauseous. You're going to feel sick. And that's a healing crisis where you're like, okay, I'm trying to heal, but now I'm just feeling sick. And so if you're not detoxing properly, you can go through a healing crisis, and actually you can make yourself worse. Mm-hmm. Because you want to make sure all your elimination organs are open, an open channel, before you start detoxing too mm-hmm. much. So if your lymph isn't open, your colon's not functioning properly, you're not eliminating every day, your bladder, everything's not eliminating the way that it should, then you're going to back up. The toxins are going to back up, and you're going to have a healing crisis. So that's a bad healing crisis. Sometimes a good healing crisis is you're healing. You might feel a little nauseous or a little sick, but you're getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's really good to work with someone who can monitor you, because if you don't know what you're doing, you can take a bunch of dandelion herbs to detox your liver and just make yourself worse, because it's dumping all those toxins out of your liver, sending them into the bloodstream, and then can back up and end up somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, say in the brain or different things that you don't know what you're doing, you can make yourself feel really sick.
Yeah. And I think also if you are doing something, and just even if it's like just like an okay healing crisis, but to feel down because you don't feel better, and maybe like give up because you feel like, you know, everything that you're doing isn't working, that it's just like that little dip within your healing.
Yeah. So I think that's a really good point.
Yeah.
We're not going to feel great all the time. You know, there's going to be days where you're going to have a dip, or you might feel tired, or you might not feel your best. But I look at it as long as you're getting better over time instead of worse, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, with healing, it's not a constant. It's not like this curve where you're just, you know, an uphill slope. It's a little bit of like a wave, you know, you're riding it up, but you're going higher and higher and higher, but you dip a little sometimes. But yeah, just watch out too, because if you're feeling really sick, there's something going on. You just want to go back and look at your elimination. Mm-hmm. So if you want to make sure your colon, you're eliminating every day, you want to make sure you're drinking enough water, and your lymphatic system as well. We call the ECM, the extracellular matrix, that's the fluid that your cells are bathed in. That needs to be clean and healthy. And if the ECM is toxic, then you're going to be toxic, because that's what the cells are bathed in, and that's their environment.
How do we clean it then and make sure that it's healthy?
So yeah, that's a great question. So that's what I test for. Okay. I begin, when you come in, I'm looking at the ECM, because it doesn't matter how perfect your cells are. If they're in a toxic environment, they're going to become toxic. Mm-hmm. And whatever they're bathed in is what they're going to become. And that's why perception is important too, because the frequency of the ECM that they're bathed in is going to affect the cell as well. So thoughts and the extracellular matrix is everything.
Yeah. So you've covered so many different things that I think that people can really start to integrate into their lives. But before we wrap up, what would you say are three things that people can do today, or while they're listening to this, or after they listen to this at home, to make themselves feel more in balance and feel more healthy and just vibrant in their life?
So the first I would say is start a gratitude practice, whether you're journaling things you're grateful for or just taking time out to practice gratitude. I think that's why prayer before you eat is so important, because digestion, you know, you want to be digesting your food. And if we're anxious when we're eating, we're not going to digest the food. So if you take that time in gratitude to pray and thank God for your food, you're calming your central nervous system. Now you're not in fight or flight. Mm-hmm. You're in rest, in restoration mode, and you can actually digest this food. Mm-hmm. So gratitude practice and really being conscious of our mindset every day, I would say, would be number one. And the next thing would be charging your cells up. So walking on the beach barefoot or walking in the forest barefoot is another thing that we can do that can dramatically change our health. When you're walking on the beach, there's an ionic exchange that's happening when you're on the wet sand. Mm-hmm. It's actually pulling toxins out of the body through the bottom of the feet. Uh-huh. So it's draining toxins. It's electrically charging your cells so that your mitochondria is able to work more efficiently. So I'd say that would be number two. And then number three would just be our environment, the things that you're eating. Make sure you're eating organic. Eat in as much as you can, because when you're eating out, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're eating. Mm-hmm. You don't know how it was prepared. You don't know if they're telling the truth that it's organic.
Yeah.
So start to eat at home. Soak your grains, you know, soak your nuts and seeds. Like, the nourishing traditions go back to the way we used to make food. And when you're making that food, you're able to touch it, and with the intention of love and putting that love into the food and the care and the nurturing, that's all part of the environment and the perception, and that's going to make the food healing. Mm. And then also, you know, the things that are in your home, the chemicals, things you're putting on your body, be mindful of the chemicals in your home and the chemicals they're putting on your skin and your hair and inside.
Those are really great tips. Thank you so much for sharing all of those. So Tracy, where can everyone find you? What is your website, social media? If people are interested in doing like the 3-day retreat at the sanctuary, how can we find you?
Yeah, so if you're interested in the 3-day retreat, you can go to comealive.us, and there's all the information. There's a 2-minute video on there that you can watch. And I'm in Ocean Beach in San Diego. My practice is the Sanctuary Wellness Experience. And our social media, we're on Instagram at the Sanctuary SD.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on The Alchemized Life and for sharing all of your wisdom. I think you are such a bright soul, and what you do is so unique and so impactful in this world. And I'm just so grateful to have been able to share space with you and have all of our listeners be able to listen to all of your experience.